I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
Amari Bala is a freshman and goes to Chatham High School. His favorite sport is football. He enjoys skiing and hanging out with friends.
Family always has your back. They help you when you fall down. When life gets tough, family always supports you no matter what. Our team had spent 5 years growing together and creating a bond. By sharing wins and losses, we grew closer to each other and our coaches. Our coaches were very influential by teaching us important life lessons. We had lost in the semifinals the year before. We wanted to show that we could come back faster and have more stamina than any team on the field. Our coaches had taught us that working hard will get you places, and that dedication for something you love is one of the most important things in your life. As our head coach once told us, hard work beats talent when talent does not work hard. As the season progressed, our coaches kept instilling the same mantra. Once the playoffs were coming into view, we were out to prove that we could go all the way. The first team in Chatham history to win a Super Bowl with an undefeated record. We narrowly won the first playoff game, and our next opponent was Cranford. We had beat them earlier in the season and expected to come out on top. But as one of our coaches once told us, last year's team also played a team that they had beaten before. Because they went into the game with their heads held high and were cocky, they made simple mistakes that cost them the game. It was possibly the worst feeling I've ever felt. We were in the semifinals and only one step away from the championship game. With half a minute left, we were trailing 18-12. You could feel the anticipation and stress flow throughout the sideline and hear the side conversations filled with concern. We still had the ball on our 40-yard line. Our offensive line had been struggling to hold back the defense throughout the game. We ran a play where the running back ran a wide sweep, but he was tackled behind the line. We now had 46 seconds and time was still running down. We tried a pass play, but it was broken up in the backfield. Now we only had a few seconds left. Our quarterback rolled out and a defensive lineman hit the ball out of his hand and they recovered the football. All was quiet on our sideline. We knew we lost. The reality hit us that this game was the last with our coaches. It was not only our last game, but it was the last time we were going to be together as a team. We spent 5 years of our lives devoted to football. Some people would look at those years as wasted time. However, we look at it as time spent making memories.